This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're listening to the Corporate Buzz podcast, where we'll give you all the updates of what happened through the week in the corporate world in India and around the world. With me is Corporate Bureau Chief Prince Thomas, who's going to be discussing everything about the corporate world. Hi and welcome to the show, Prince.
Hi, Jerome.
Prince, let's begin with the biggest news of the day, SR Steel. The Supreme Court has ruled on the SR Steel case. Right. Can you just tell us what's really happening there now?
So today's ruling was basically ruling on the dispute between the lenders and the operational creditors of SR Steel.
Okay.
And the dispute basically was who will get how much from the bid amount that ArcelorMittal was paying.
Okay.
And that amount was 42,000 crore.
Okay.
And NCLAT had said that the operational creditors should get more than what was there in the original plan.
Okay.
And the banks were protesting that because they said they had the right to get more because they were the secured creditors.
Okay.
So good for them that the Supreme Court today said that the banks have the right, the first right to the money, and which basically means is that the banks are going to get more than what was said before.
Okay. And does this clear the way for Lakshmi Mittal to enter the Indian market?
Oh, yes. So Lakshmi Mittal had been waiting for the last few months, actually, ever since NCLT cleared his bid for SR Steel.
Mm-hmm.
But because of this dispute between the operational creditors and the bankers, the whole process couldn't be started.
Okay.
And now, like you said, the decks are clear.
Okay.
And ArcelorMittal itself had said that it's hoping to complete the acquisition probably by the end of December.
Okay.
So that's when probably the new year would be a good thing for Lakshmi Mittal and he would finally have a presence in India.
All right. I'm guessing because of the ruling, it was the bank stocks that rallied today as well?
That's right.
Okay. Moving on from the SR Steel verdict, what about Vodafone and Airtel? They reported the highest losses ever in India.
Yeah, I mean, the number was almost mind-boggling, talking about over 50,000 crore in losses. And these are numbers which we have never ever heard of before.
Right.
Completely shocking.
Right. So, was this loss because of the Supreme Court ruling earlier that they need to pay up to the DOT for spectrum charges?
Yes. So, this was regarding the Supreme Court ruling on the definition of AGR, which is the adjusted gross revenue. And because of the change in the definition, these companies had to pay much more. And
okay.
That's why they had to show it in their books this quarter.
Okay.
And that's why this huge mind-boggling number of loss.
Okay. Some development there yesterday as well with the Vodafone Idea saying that they would consider insolvency. Could you tell us a little about that as well?
Surely. So I think it all came from the call that the Vodafone Global CEO had done.
Okay.
And where he had talked about the problems and what the company is facing in India in this venture with Idea, Vodafone Idea. And him saying that, you know, it's in a danger of being liquidated or it's a problem being a going concern.
Mm-hmm.
So that made huge news here. And
mm-hmm.
I think even the government took an exception to that comment.
Mm-hmm.
And the CEO himself was forced to apologize later on.
Oh, okay.
Saying that his comments have been taken out of proportion. But then the core issue still lies there because this has almost wiped out the coffers of Vodafone Idea.
Mm-hmm.
And like you see, stock is also down to just about 2 or 3 rupees.
Whoa.
So we're talking about serious issues there for both for Vodafone Idea and even for Bharti Airtel. It's an issue because for them also they have to account for so much of money.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing is that this is not a cash that is going about. This is more of an accounting exercise, but this would have an impact on the operations, on dividend payments and things like that.
Okay.
So it is a serious issue. Both the companies have asked the government for a review, and if that doesn't happen, yeah, I think there is issue not just for the companies, also for the banks who have exposure to both the companies.
Okay.
Even mutual funds are invested in these two companies.
Okay.
So if it does come to a situation where Vodafone Idea is not sure about its existence,
mm-hmm.
it will surely have a domino effect because you're also talking about 10,000 people who are employed in Vodafone Idea.
Okay.
So it's quite an issue, quite a serious issue, and we'll have to see what the government says till now, government has been firm on its position that the companies would have to cover out all this money.
Okay. All right, Prince, that was quite interesting there. Now, what about the Singh brothers, former promoters of Ranbaxy? They seem to be in troubled waters for quite some time now.
Yes, I mean, I think one after the other, I think bad news continues for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the past is catching up with them. Okay. You know? And today, we had the Supreme Court order on the Daiichi Sanyo case.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back to the old Ranbaxy deal with Daiichi had,
mm-hmm.
and then it had to really back out from the deal, or it had then Sun Pharma came and bought Ranbaxy.
Yeah.
But we are talking about how the disclosures during the deal wasn't as clear,
okay.
and there are a lot of skeletons that came out,
mm-hmm.
and then Daiichi went and approached the courts, and it claimed for some charges, and now the court has said that it has held both the brothers in contempt of court,
mm-hmm.
and it has also stayed on the Fortis Healthcare sale.
Okay.
And I asked the brothers to pay up around 1,500-1,700 crore,
mm-hmm.
and they're within a definite time frame. If that doesn't happen, then it could be a serious trouble for them. Yes.
Okay. And something happened earlier as well. I think Malvinder Singh was arrested.
That's right.
Yeah. Could you tell us
and
about
that? And that was yesterday, in mm-hmm. fact. And this was the alleged siphoning of fund case at one of the Religare companies.
Okay.
And both Malvinder Singh and the CEO there was held and they were arrested.
Okay.
And these are all connected with the way the brothers used the money after they sold Ranbaxy.
Okay.
So they set up Religare, they invested in the hospital business. But as we saw, the saga has been unfolding. There's also the godman there, which is connected to the family.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is unraveling now. And it's becoming increasingly difficult for the brothers to squeeze out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to see how they cover up the money. Because they claim that they don't have any money now.
Okay.
So it would be interesting how they're able to get out of this contempt of court clause that's hanging over their head.
Okay, Prince, thank you so much for all these valuable updates.
Welcome, Jerome.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
With that, we wrap this episode of the Corporate Buzz podcast. We will come back next week with all the updates from the corporate world. In case you have any query and you want Prince to answer that, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.